If you're just joining us, we're talking about the work of Goodwill Industries of Southeastern Wisconsin over a century. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So Goodwill was founded on this premise that secondhand goods can get a second chance, second lease on life, and people can also get a second chance to earn both a paycheck and their independence. Nearly 5,700 Goodwill employees work in more than 90 locations throughout its 23-county territory in the southeastern part of our state and in Metro Chicago. So do you shop at Goodwill? Why do you shop there? Have you been part of Goodwill's employment services or its other social enterprises? Share your story, 800-642-1234. Pat Bolter is Chief Marketing Officer for Goodwill Industries of Southeastern Wisconsin. Pat, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate, and good morning.
100 years is a long time.
Lots
has changed. There's lots of need. How have you seen Goodwill change over those 100 years?
Well, Goodwill, we've had a lot of impact throughout those 100 years. And basically, as an organization, we've always responded to the needs of the time since our founding. And since we were 100 years old, I'm going to go back in history a little bit. And give you some examples of that. Like during the World Wars, we provided training and work opportunities for thousands of injured soldiers that returned from the war. And also we collected salvage for the war effort. And the Great Depression of the 1930s, we had unemployment rates in Milwaukee of nearly 25%. And we have photos of the city's jobless who, formed very long lines and looked to us for employment. And we responded basically providing temporary employers, hundreds of them, so they could feed their families during that awful time in our history. And then we saw in 1990s the passage of the American with Disabilities Act. And, of course, that civil rights law prohibits discrimination based on a disability. And Goodwill was really at the forefront of that legislation. And then the Great Depression, we all remember, the Great Recession, rather, we remember that in 2008 that went really until almost 2010, 2011. And we responded to those high unemployment rates that were happening in Milwaukee and opened up several workforce connection centers in Wisconsin and actually in Illinois as well that provided free resources for anyone who needed help in finding work. So throughout history, I think we've been responding to the needs of the times.
We've also seen the evolution. I mean, there was the thrift store model, which has endured the test of time. But there's also been other enterprises like shredding documents and laundering services. How have those gone?
Well, there's a lot more to Goodwill than just the Goodwill stores and donation centers. But that's pretty much the public-facing portion of the organization. But let me just tell you a little bit about some of the other things that we do. For example, we have a laundry and linen operation. It's a commercial laundry operation that we've had since the mid-1970s. And today we process over 15 million pounds of linen each year. And these are individuals with disabilities and disadvantages, and they're able to gain some very valuable, work and life skills through these operations. Most people are unaware that we have a huge operation at Goodwill Great Lakes, which is Naval Station Great Lakes. It's all the sailors and recruits that go through boot camp there. And we provide food service and laundry and administrative and even logistics services for those sailors and recruits. And every year we prepare and serve about 9 million meals. We issue all of the uniforms and process millions of pieces of mail for the U.S. Navy. And we have nearly 600 people with disabilities that work at that operation for us at Naval Station Great Lakes. Another example folks may not know, we have TalentBridge, which is a full-service staffing and recruitment firm. And we work with not only job seekers, but employers. And last year, almost 4,000 individuals were placed into jobs through TalentBridge. And we recorded $1.2 million labor hours that were worked through TalentBridge. And then we have all the mission programs like Project Search. And this is an innovative program for young adults with disabilities. And the goal there is to help them develop job and social skills through on-site internship experiences that can eventually lead to, competitive employment. And sites where we've had Project Search programs include the Milwaukee County Zoo and Mitchell Airport. So that's really, really very, very gratifying program to see these young adults with disabilities basically grow into these wonderful jobs.
So infiltrating a number of areas of the economy. We're talking with Pat Boulter, Chief Marketing Officer for Goodwill Industries of Southeastern Wisconsin. We're talking about how Goodwill has changed and things that have stayed the same in its 100 years of existence. You can join in 800-642-1234. Pat, there are many charities and nonprofits today that began when Goodwill of Southeastern Wisconsin started. Where does Goodwill kind of fit in with other charities and nonprofit groups that have come up through the decades?
Well, you know, over the past 100 years, really, Goodwill has developed some long-term relationships with other nonprofits in our service territory, and we collaborate on many different initiatives with them. And, you know, we realize that as an organization, we can't be everything to everyone. And so these collaborative relationships with other nonprofits really help us do a better job of serving our folks that we serve, because there's a lot of wraparound services that we're not experts in providing, but these nonprofits specialize in, whether that's housing or transportation, some of those types of services. We're all about training and jobs, so to have those additional partners providing kind of those wraparound services really increase chances of an individual being very successful on the job.
What does Goodwill do with donated items to get them ready to be sold in its retail locations?
Well, basically, you know, what we do is, we obviously, folks are aware of our 70 locations in our service territory where we process those donations and put them on the store floor. And basically, the sale of those items is reinvested in the mission programs and services that we have. So our goal is to put those items on our shelves and to be a very good steward of those donations that we get from our local community, but then trying to maximize the value of those donations so that those dollars can be reinvested in some of the programs and services that I mentioned.
How does Goodwill use the money to make in the thrift stores on its job assistance programs? Where does it go?
Well, for example, one of the services I didn't mention that is available to anyone in our community is what we call the Workforce Connection Centers. And these centers provide free services for individuals like resume development and access to technology. And we have some basic computer workshops and job postings. And we actually have employers that come on site to interview job candidates. So we have 3 in the Milwaukee area and 3 in the Illinois marketplace. And we last year we helped almost 16,000 people at these sites. So again, this is a free service open to the public. No appointments are necessary. People just walk right in and say, I need help either getting a new job or maybe getting a better job. And then we go to work for you, again, free of charge, and provide you everything you need. You know, we all know that oftentimes if you lose a job, the first thing that goes is your technology. You know, you don't want to be paying for internet services when you're unemployed. So we have all that technology at these Workforce Connection Centers, because certainly the way that you apply for jobs and you get jobs these days has changed. So access to technology is critical in job searches.
Samantha in Menominee wants to know, are people with disabilities, are the employees paid minimum wage?
Yes, they are. We have no one that works in our organization that is paid below minimum wage. Everyone in our organization makes minimum wage and above. And I don't believe we have anybody even at the minimum wage. It's higher than that.
We have another question here. Is Goodwill privately owned?
Goodwill is a nonprofit organization, and there are about 157 Goodwill organizations across the country. Our Goodwill happens to be the largest in the entire world, this Goodwill, so we're really proud of that. We are a not-for-profit organization that reinvests our revenue into helping people with disabilities and disadvantages.
So if you can look into your crystal ball, Pat, where do you see Goodwill changing and evolving as you go forward here in the next 100 years?
Well, I think, you know, resale is becoming increasingly popular. You know, I read an article just the other day that is estimating that by the year 2028, about one-third of everyone's closet will be full of resale or gently used items. So, you know, you think about it, the whole sustainability push, you know, being friendly to our planet, is you know, it's been part of Goodwill since our inception. We're all about reducing and reusing and repurposing and recycling. So I think we're getting certainly a group of individuals and millennials and Gen Zs where sustainability is really, really important to them. So I do see this incredible increase in resale. And then, of course, e-commerce. You know, e-commerce is becoming increasingly popular, especially when you look at the explosive trends of individuals that purchase online. So I think e-commerce is something that's certainly going to grow for Goodwill. But on the workforce side, you know, we have record unemployment. It's full employment right now, mm-hmm. in the marketplace. Unemployment rates are as low as they've ever been. And with the aging of baby boomers and all those subsequent retirements, you know, we're really creating opportunities for folks or employers to look at some of those untapped labor pools, like persons with disabilities, individuals that have been incarcerated, or those who have had maybe minor drug violations. These are untapped labor pools. And as we face, you know, the retiring baby boomers and record low unemployment and the skills gap, more of those individuals, I believe, are going to get an opportunity to be employed and have careers and grow and support their families.
Pat, thank you for joining. We have to leave here, but Pat, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Pat Bolter, Chief Marketing Officer for Goodwill Industries of Southeastern Wisconsin. And for disclosure, Goodwill Industries South Central Wisconsin is a business sponsor of WPR. Coming up, we talk about women in a male-dominated space, football. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.